This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Get you up to speed here. Justice John Paul Stevens yesterday calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment wrote that in a New York Times op-ed saying that that would be simple. Simple was what the actual phrase he used. The president responding to that this morning saying the Second Amendment, all caps here, he's serious, the Second Amendment will never be repealed. As much as Democrats would like to see this happen, and despite the words yesterday of former Supreme Court Justice Stevens, no way. We need more Republicans in 2018 and must always hold the Supreme Court. For more on this, let's go now to John Lott. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and the author of The War on Guns. John, good morning. I'd really appreciate it here. So what did you make of the fact that a former Supreme Court justice, of all people, wrote an op-ed yesterday calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment?
Well, I guess I'm not particularly surprised. I mean, you have four current liberal justices on the Supreme Court who I think have similar feelings. You know, the question is whether it's even necessary for them to pass an amendment that undoes the Second Amendment. You have four members who have said twice now that they don't believe that there's an individual right to self-defense, let alone a right to somebody owning a gun to do that. And so, I mean, they can outright repeal it, or they can get a fifth member of the Supreme Court and repeal it just through their decisions.
Yeah, I mean, the amazing thing was, like, he talked about the Heller decision, how he was one of four dissenters in that decision. And it kind of made me think, well, the other three justices, what if they all share his opinion here, that the Second Amendment itself needs to be repealed? I mean, how much does that inform the way that they actually handle these decisions if they're already of the opinion that an entire amendment of the Bill of Rights needs to be excised?
Right. I mean, they don't have to formally repeal it. They can just say, we interpret it in such a way as it's meaningless. Mm-hmm. And that's and you have four members right now. That's the reason why the 2016 election was so crucial, because if Hillary Clinton was there and rather than Neil Gorsuch, you'd had somebody that she wanted on it, then it's quite clear you would have had five people. I mean, she during the campaign, Clinton said multiple times that she thought that the Heller and McDonald decisions, which said, I mean, all those said was that you couldn't completely ban guns. You couldn't completely ban an entire category of guns. She thought that those were wrongly decided. And so if she had put somebody on the Supreme Court who believed the same things that she did, then they could have, you know, and said that the Supreme Court, that the government can completely ban guns. And then what does it mean? What's the whole point of having the Second Amendment? If it doesn't even stop you from completely banning guns, I don't see what the point of it being there is.
Can we just play this out here? Because my question is, all right, let's give them what they want. If they get what they want, do we then authorize the police to go from house to house to every single household in this country to seize weapons? Because in a lot of states, you don't know who has firearms, nor do you know what they have. So is that how this plays out?
Well, they may not do that directly. I mean, California and Chicago and other places in the United States have already used registration lists in order to ban guns and then require that people have to either destroy the gun or turn them in or get rid of them in some way. And so, I mean, look, you have a big push right now for universal background checks. And the only way universal background checks works is if you have registration of guns. And so, you know, you could have it so that you're doing background checks on all private transfers of guns and as well as sales. And after 6, 7, 8 years, you have some president who says, okay, we've been requiring that the licensed dealers have been collecting this information, everybody. We're just going to pass another law that requires that people have to turn, that the dealers have to turn in their list to the federal government, and you have kind of an instant national registration.
Right. It'd be a gateway to a registry.
And then a couple of years later, you have a law that gets passed that says, okay, we think these guns ought to be banned, and you have a list of people who have them.
So what you're describing is the slippery slope that we often hear from the left doesn't exist, which is like, we just want to make an incremental change, and we don't have an end goal that includes taking away all guns. So for instance, they'll say, we just want to ban assault weapons, but we don't want to take handguns away, despite the fact that handguns are used in more murders than assault, so-called assault rifles ever are. And then there's this issue of the Supreme Court, which I want to focus on for one more moment. Justice Anthony Kennedy, there's so much discussion about whether or not he is set to retire this year. Some Republicans hoping he does it before the 2018 midterms to energize people. But isn't this an expression of how important picking these justices is? I mean, the fact that you've got a former one who's saying, get rid of the Second Amendment. Now, Anthony Kennedy may step down. And this, you know, if the Senate changes hands, Democrats are going to successfully be able to stop a Trump appointment from ever making it to the court from now on.
Oh, sure. I mean... The Supreme Court is much more important in people's lives than it was, you know, 60, 70 years ago. As the government's gotten bigger and gotten more involved, and we have regulatory agencies that, you know, touch every aspect of our lives. I mean, we have regulatory agencies now that, you know, 70 years ago or 100 years ago, nobody would have dreamed of even possibly existing. You know, who you appoint to the Supreme Court becomes more and more important. And so that's one reason why we have bigger battles over who gets on the court.
John Lott, thank you. Always appreciate your insight. We'll have you back soon, sir.
Thank you.
823 here on WML.